Parshas Veschanan, the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu began to prepare the Ari Miklat, the three Ari Miklat that were designated to be on the eastern bank of the Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu already separated. Az Yavdil Moshe Shaloshirim Be'eva Har Yarden Mizrach HaShamesh, and these were going to be the Ari Miklat for Jews who had killed Bishogeg and to run away to and to be protected from the Goel Adam. And what were the three Ari Miklat? The Torah tells us as Betzar Bamidbar Be'eretz HaMisholar Uveni, Ves Ramot Bagilad Lagadi, Ves Golan Babashan LaMenashi. Betzar in the territory of Shevet Reuven, Ramot in the territory of Shevet Gad, and Golan in the territory of Shevet Menashe. And the Gemara in Masechet Makos asks a very interesting question. Why is it that of all the Ari Miklat, there were three on the eastern side and later three on the western side, why is it that the first one was Betzer in the territory of Reuven? The Gemara in Makos and Daf Yud asks, Mipnei ma zocha Reuven limonos bahatzola tchila? Why was he the first one to be mentioned and to work on saving people's lives? Why Reuven? And what was the Gemara's answer? Mikneshu hu pasach bahatzala tchila. He was the first one to engage in hatzala. Shene'emar vayishma Reuven vayatzileu miyadam. The Gemara in Makos refers to the story in Parshat Vayeshev. Yosef is going to look for his brothers, and the brothers are very angry, very upset, and they decide that they wanted to get rid of Yosef. Let's kill him. We'll see what happened to his dreams. Let's go ahead, let's kill him. That's what one brother said to the next. Vayishma Reuven vayatzileu meyadam. Reuven hears this and he saves Yosef from them. Vayomer lo nakenu nafesh. Vayomer leim Reuven al tishpachu dam. Hashlichu oso al habor hazeh asher bamidbar v'yad al tishlachu bo. L'mayn hitzil oso miyadam lashivo al aviv. He says, let's not kill him, let's just throw him into a pit. And he had in mind that a little while later, he, Reuven, will take Yosef out of the pit and return him alive and well to his father, to Yaakov. So because Reuven was the first one to engage in Hatzalat Nefashot of a fellow brother, a fellow Jew, he was Zocha to be the first Shevet to have an Ir Miklat designated in its territory. So why was Reuven the one who first came to Yosef's aid? First came to save Yosef from those who wanted to kill him. So Rashi, in Bereishis, says, Amar ani b'char v'gadol shebakulan lo yitala sechon elabi. Rashi quotes from the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis and says, listen, I'm the oldest. If Yosef doesn't return home and Yaakov realizes something happened, I'm going to be the one to get blamed. And because I'm going to be the one to get blamed, I need to save Yosef. Now that is one of the two explanations given in the Medrash Rabbah. But it portrays Reuven's actions as being one that are somewhat self-serving. I, Reuven, don't want to get blamed, therefore I need to save Yosef. But the Medrash Rabbah quotes a second explanation. Rav Nachman Amar Reuven ani b'chor v'ein asir chon talu yelabi. Rav Nachman says that first reason that Rashi quotes. Rabbanan Amrei. But the Chachamim said a second reason. Amar Uvein, Hu mino si im achi, ve'eni matzilo? He, Yosef, counted me amongst my brothers. I shouldn't save him? Ani hayiti savur shenidchesi mikoch oto maase. I thought that I was going to be pushed aside, almost excommunicated because of that action. V'umoneosi imachi. And yet he, Yosef, counted me amongst my brothers, imachai. Shenema v'achad aso kochavim ishtachavim li. There are 11 stars that are bowing down to me. All 11 of my brothers. V'eini matzilo. I shouldn't save him. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hata patachta tchila bahatzolas nefashos. You were the first one to engage in saving lives. Chayecha she'in mafishin ari mikla tchila ela bitchumecha. And therefore you are going to be the first one in whose territory an ir miklat will be designated. Alohu dichsiv es betza bamidbar l'shevet haRuvein. Question is, what was Reuven talking about? The Torah tells us, and Chazal elaborate, that when Rachel died, and Yaakov had, on a regular basis, kept his dwelling quarters primarily in Rachel's tent, now that Rachel died, Reuven, who was the Bechor, the oldest son, and the oldest son of Leah, felt that Yaakov should move into Leah's tent. But Yaakov doesn't do that. He moves his primary dwelling into Bilhah's tent. And Reuven was very upset. So much upset, so upset was he that he took on his own initiative and he moved his father's bed out of Bilhah's tent into Leah's tent, getting himself involved in his father's most intimate relationships with his wives. And that was something that was wrong, terribly wrong. And Reuven regretted his actions. And he did tshuva. But he wasn't sure whether his tshuva would be enough. He felt that his actions were so chutzpahdik that maybe he would be left out of the future of Am Yisrael. Maybe Yaakov's 11 sons will build a future, but not him. And then Yosef has a dream. He has a dream that in the future there'll be Yosef in the center and 11 stars, all 11 of his brothers, including Reuven, will be bound down to him. Says Reuven, that dream means that I'm going to be part of Am Yisrael. And even though that Yosef was not inventing the dream, just telling over the dream, but he was somebody who brought such good news, such news that was so consoling and so important to Reuven, that he felt, how could I not go ahead and try to save him? I owe him such a debt. And therefore Reuven went and saved Yosef. And because of that, Reuven was zoche to have the first ir miklat designated in his territory. Harav Pam Zatzal, the legendary Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Torah Vadas, points out something fascinating. Why did the brothers want to kill Yosef? Because Yosef tells them a dream. He tells them a dream. Two dreams, but one of the dreams is that he is going to be the boss and he's going to be in charge and they are going to bow down to him. And they felt that this was haughtiness, this was more than that, that Yosef may have been placing himself as a leader who would chase them out, and they considered him to be a rodev, somebody who was trying to excommunicate all of them from the future of Am Yisrael. Reuven heard the same words, but he heard a totally different message. The message that he, Reuven, heard was that he, Reuven, is not excommunicated, that he is part of Am Yisrael, that he has a future together with his brothers. Says Rav Pam, you have 10 people excluding Binyamin, hearing the same dream. 9 of them have one reaction and hear one message. But one hears the same words, but a totally different message. Not a message of negativity, but rather a message of positivity, a message of salvation. Not a message that he's going to be kicked out of Am Yisrael, but rather a message that he's part of Am Yisrael. And so it is in life, that sometimes two people hear the same words, but can walk away with two very diametrically opposed messages, two very, very different perspectives. One negative and one positive. Just a few days after Tisha B'Av, where we remember not only the Churban HaBayis, the Churban of both Batei Mikdash, but the various Churbanos and tragedies that Am Yisrael suffered throughout the ages. And I remember hearing a story about the Shoah, and unfortunately I don't remember all the details. But the story is more or less as follows. There were two people who had gone through the Shoah, had been in the concentration camps, and had survived. Both before the war had come from religious homes, but one of them, after the war, was no longer religious. And one was talking to the other, and he asked him, "How come you abandoned Yiddishkeit?" He said, "I'll tell you. I was in the concentration camp, and again, I don't remember the exact details of the story, and I saw that there was a person in the concentration camp who somehow or another had managed to hold on to tefillin, not even a full pair of tefillin, I think it was a tefillin shel yad. And he was willing to share with the other Jews the ability to put on the tefillin shel yad for just 30 seconds. But he demanded a price. He demanded that they give him a piece of their bread, their small, tiny starvation ration of bread. And if you wanted his tefillin, then you had to give him a piece of bread. And that's what he did. Person after person, demanding from dozens and more to give them a piece of their bread to use their tefillin. And I said to myself, a Jew like that could take that last remaining piece of bread, a small, how much did they have, and a little bit of that he had to give so he can put on tefillin. This is what a Jew is. I didn't want to have any more part of that religion. And the other person said to him, it's dafka that story that inspires me to be part of that religion. And the other guy said, how? He said, you saw one Jew who was demanding a piece of bread so people could put on tefillin. But I see dozens and dozens and maybe hundreds of Jews who were willing to give up a little piece of their bread just so they could put on tefillin for 30 seconds just to connect a little bit closer with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Doesn't that inspire you to want to be part of such a people? Two people saw the same incident. One saw only the negative, and one saw the positive. There are times in life where things don't go exactly the way we want to. And sometimes there are great, great hardships that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in our path. Some people can walk away angry and wondering why they're, so to speak, picked on by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And others can say to themselves, I don't know why I was chosen, but evidently HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me an opportunity to overcome certain challenges to the best of my ability. If that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of me, then I am going to try to rise to the occasion to fulfill his wishes. You can have a negative perspective, or you can have a positive perspective. The brothers heard a dream and walked away angry. Reuven heard a dream, and it inspired him to save a life. And because he went out of his way to save a life, centuries later, the Ribbono Shel Olam rewards his descendants with the first Ir Miklat to save the lives of many other Jews.